This is the parallax for Sunday, March 1st, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. In a stunning escalation of regional tensions, the United States and Israel launched coordinated military strikes on Iran early Saturday, targeting Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei at his fortified compound in Tehran. The 86-year-old leader, who had ruled Iran since 1989, was killed in the operation along with multiple senior government and military officials. President Trump announced the strikes in a video statement, describing Khamenei as one of the most evil people in history and framing the operation as a historic chance for the Iranian people to reclaim their country. The coverage frames this moment differently depending on the outlet. The BBC and NPR focused on confirming Khamenei's death and his decades of rule. The Guardian and Al Jazeera described it as the opening salvo of a war aimed at regime change, while outlets like the Washington Examiner emphasized the targeting of high-level Iranian officials. What's consistent across all reporting is that this represents a significant military escalation, with far-reaching consequences. The operation immediately triggered a constitutional crisis in Washington. Democrats, including Senator Tim Kaine and Representative Thomas Massie, demanded immediate congressional action to limit the president's war powers, noting that Trump authorized the strikes without seeking formal congressional approval. However, the Democratic caucus showed notable fractures. Senator John Fetterman broke ranks to praise Trump's decisive action, and other moderate Democrats remained quiet. Al Jazeera emphasized the lack of congressional approval, while the Washington Examiner reported that lawmakers scrambled for briefings. NPR noted that top congressional leaders were notified only shortly before the operation launched. Meanwhile, Republicans largely rallied behind the strikes, with Senate Majority Leader John Thune calling for regime change as the ultimate goal. Republican support solidified quickly, despite some concern from Trump's anti-war MAGA coalition. Former Governor Jeb Bush, a longtime Trump rival, commended the operation, calling it the Iranian people's time to reclaim their country. Senator Lindsey Graham declared it a historic turning point. The America First wing expressed fewer reservations than expected, though some signaled they wanted swift results, invoking Trump's campaign promises to avoid new foreign wars. Axios noted concerns that a prolonged conflict could create tension ahead of midterm elections. Turning to the regional impact, Iran responded with immediate retaliatory attacks. On day two of the conflict, Iranian missiles and drones struck across the Middle East, targeting both military installations and civilian areas. Explosions rocked Dubai, Doha, Manama, and Kuwait. The BBC reported that smoke and flames rose from Dubai's Fairmont Palm Hotel. Qatar reported 66 missiles struck the country, injuring at least 16 people from debris. The Guardian described the swift escalation to the broader Middle East, while the Washington Post used satellite imagery to document dozens of strike targets. Iranian officials declared 40 days of national mourning, and President Masoud Pezeshkian condemned the killing as a great crime. The humanitarian toll became immediately apparent. Iran reported that a U.S.-Israeli airstrike struck an elementary school in the southern city of Manab, killing approximately 85 to 108 people, most of them children aged 7 to 12. The BBC and Guardian reported these claims with the crucial caveat that there was no independent confirmation from the US or Israel. Zero Hedge reported the Iranian death toll figures. The exact circumstances remained unclear, but the reported civilian casualties intensified global concerns about the conflict's human cost. Global reaction split sharply along geopolitical lines. European leaders called for restraint and diplomacy. French President Emmanuel Macron described the situation as dangerous and demanded an urgent UN response. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned both the US-Israeli strikes and Iran's retaliation, calling for immediate cessation of hostilities. Russia condemned the operation as a pre-planned act of armed aggression and warned of possible radiological catastrophe. China called for an immediate ceasefire. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer stated British planes were in the sky as part of coordinated regional defense, while urging a return to diplomacy. Axios noted the stark divide between US allies who extended support and adversaries who condemned the operation. The economic consequences rippled through global markets immediately. Oil tankers reversed course near the Strait of Hormuz, a choke point controlling roughly 20% of global oil transit. That's the Parallax for Sunday, March 1st. Thanks for listening.